slapped, kicked, hit, raped, or threatened with such violence. That's the experience of more than 2 in 5 of Irish women in their lifetime in Ireland, according to an EU study. 58 women have been murdered on the island of Ireland in the last 5 years. The rate of femicide in the north is one of the highest in Europe. And, according to a study, the first of its kind on violence against women, north and south, carried out for the National Women's Council and Women's Aid Federation Northern Ireland, the border itself is making life more dangerous for women here. Orla O'Connor, Director of the Council, is with us now. Orla O'Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
And tell us more about why this report was carried out and what it found.
Yeah, so this report is by the National Women's Council and Women's Aid Federation Northern Ireland. And really where it comes from and the origins of it was following the really horrific murder of Natalie McNally in Lurgan at the end of 2022, when we held a rally with Natalie McNally's family. I suppose it really said to us how crucial it is that we come together north and south to tackle what is an epidemic of violence against women. And the study that you've just mentioned that's being launched today but at a European level really shows that. So it's really clear to us that we have to collaborate to a much greater degree north and south in terms of tackling it. Like we've seen from the statistics, Gavin, every 10 minutes in the south and every 16 minutes in the north, a domestic abuse incident is reported to policing authorities.
What does the study say about why femicide is particularly high in the north?
Well, we don't know the reason why it's particularly high in the north, but what we certainly know from all the work with the services is that there is a lack of resources and support for services supporting violence against women. We also know, one of the things that the report does is that it looks at the services, the policies, the legislation north-south, and there are differences as well as similarities, and there are also significant barriers in both jurisdictions. One of those is, as you've mentioned, is the border presents a real challenge for both services and survivors to be able to access supports. And this has worsened since Brexit.
A barrier, yes, but in what way is the border, or is it, making women more unsafe?
So for example, moving from one jurisdiction to the other, moving from north and south, means that people are entitled to different services and supports. So you might be entitled to, for example, domestic violence is treated as a priority in terms of housing in the north, whereas women and refugees are not counted in our homeless statistics in the south. So your access to services is different, but also since Brexit, your protections, for example, under EU protection orders, you're not receiving the same protections when you move then from the south to the north, because that's not recognised and you'd have to reapply to the courts. So there are real issues there in terms of the border. And also I think what we've learned from doing this report is there is a lot of confusion, a lot of a sort of lack of information for both services, but particularly for survivors. And I think what's really important is that behind all of these statistics, both in the European report and our report today, we're talking about real women, real women's lives who are in danger, who are at risk, whose families are traumatised, and we're talking about children in there as well. So, it's so important, okay, I think, that we come together to tackle this issue. And that's really what we're calling on for both governments. And I think it is significant. Both Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Minister for Justice Naomi Long is providing messages this morning at our conference of support. There is positive signs. There's a strategy now in the north. We have a new agency in the south. So it's a starting point.
Orla O'Connor, Director of the National Women's Council, thank you for speaking with us.